That's how I remember it.
That's how I remember it.
I'm just a little girl.
Got rid of that mosquito.
Oh, no. Have you seen this movie?
Y'all got any apple juice?
My lady business is tingling.
Call me Batman! Bang, bang, bang!
Ooh, Sally's dead.
No!
The Zoltar machine in the corner of the room.
Hey, everybody, look at that. This is what I call the Dino Rabbit.
I sure am Chinese.
Fantastic.
I just got that now.
Hi, guys. You're listening to That's How I Remember It. And we are the Nice Guys. I'm John.
Charzel.
Mike.
And we have a very special guest with us. Our first guest, we invited one of our best friends, Nicole Dunn, to join us.
Hello, happy to be here.
Yay. Yeah. One of our best friends and a great improviser also, we should point out.
Yep.
We're not just inviting, you know, like any old human around. It's like people that we respect as improvisers.
Yeah,
stuff.
We've performed with and had a lot of fun.
Are nice guys.
Yeah. We are a couple of nice guys.
All right. So, yeah, we are coming to you again from the Nice Guys Clubhouse, otherwise known as the No Girls Allowed Clubhouse.
Hey!
Unfortunately, we have to break that rule today to let Nicole in, but I'm willing to do it. How about you guys?
I'm okay with that.
I'm down.
All right. I love it.
So, Nicole.
Yes.
Because you're our guest and we are gentlemen.
Before we start this, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
We got our first letter from a fan, listener. I don't know, fan. Oh, God. Don't say that word.
Yeah.
From a listener. before we start this, actually, it's a little embarrassing, but Charjel and John said that they had prepared a kind of a song to introduce the letters segment, where Charjel would drop a beat for John and he would kind of introduce, and he would sing the song. And I was a little hesitant at first, but I know they put a lot of work into it, so let's hear it, guys.
All right.
There you go.
Drop that beat. Here we go, things about to get better. We're gonna hear our very first letter. And then we will go and scan the thing that we got from our very first fan. Here come letters.
Nice.
Oh, that was great.
Nice.
That was great. I think we will use that, isolate that for every episode that we get a letter, if it ever happens again. All right, this letter is from Joel.
Sounds cute.
Yeah. Joel Buxton?
Oh, he's no. But Joel Buxton is a great local Toronto comedian.
Yeah.
And if you live in Toronto, then watch him or something. I like him. He's a nice guy.
That was the weirdest
shout out of all time.
Yeah.
No relation.
Like, so it's from Joel Jackson. And this is a review of the Teen Wolf episode, which I love, by the way. If anyone listening wants to send us movie reviews of the movies that we improvise, I would love that idea. Anyways.
Is that what this is?
That's what this is, yeah.
Oh my god.
That's it. Yeah, I'm excited.
So, also, you guys will be happy he gave it 5 out of 3 stars. So, that's pretty good. He says, the nice guys breathe new life into this gritty reboot of the beloved Shakespearean classic Teen Wolf. Some real surprises keep you on the edge of your seat. Seeing Marty deal with the teenage problems like basketball, not to spoil it, but he also has acne. That's in parentheses. Warms the heart of even the most jaded moviegoer. When Marty confronts his dad about the death of his mother, it's not only this year's Oscar buzz, but also left the theater with nary a dry eye. Although being visited by a time-traveling Italian stereotype is a time-trusted movie formula, this take on the classic franchise redefines the spaghetti temporal formula we've been seeing time and time again. I don't know what that means. The fact that this movie is called Teen Wolf and Marty's transformation into a werewolf is only implied was an excellent choice. Was an excellent choice by the director. It left the audience to wonder if it was all in Marty's head. Not to be missed are some real tender moments between Marty and Finkt. which is a nice treat because he spelled it in a way that... I didn't spell it in my head, but, you know, who knows? He spelled it F-A-I-G-H-N-T.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Marty and Finkt, which is now how it's spelled. whose namesake is clearly a reference to the Dickensian classic A Tale of Two Fiends. That's true. That was a reference to that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad somebody got it.
Spoiler alert. Marty was Scott the whole time. Do not pass this up.
That was awesome.
That's Joel Jackson, so great.
Thanks for the letter, Joel. I want more letters from everyone. Thanks for the letter, Joel. I want more letters from everyone.
Joel, thank you so much. That was super cool of you.
Yeah, yeah. It makes me feel like we're doing something here, and it makes me want to do a movie. So, Nicole, to get back to it, can I ask you, did you bring a movie for us to do?
Yes.
What is it?
I wonder if I should change it up.
Oh my god, a split second decision.
Oh man.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Game time decision.
Yeah, no, change it up. Totally surprise us. Here
Colin
we go.
And Audible.
We're going to do E.T.
Oh!
E.T.
Yeah. The 1985?
No, I want to say 2.
2, I think, yeah.
1982
yeah.
or 1992? 82.
Oh,
in 1982.
No, 92.
Have you seen it, Charlotte?
Nope.
No.
Haven't seen it. It's a classic that I haven't seen.
Let me sum it up for you. An alien and a boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I remember.
Okay. But not Mac and Me, all right? Don't do Mac and Me.
All right.
That was a ripoff.
And, yes. If there's any McDonald's advertisement in this movie, I'll be fine with it. Okay. Let us... oh, boy. I guess we need to figure out who's the main character once more. Here we go. E.T. off, guys. I'm diving right in.
All
right. Here's John, auditioning for the role of E.T., the extraterrestrial.
E.T., phone home.
That's spot on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Jeez.
Even the little death rattle at the end, I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, E.T.
It's E.T. with Parkinson's.
Oh, shakes. Appreciate
it. Yes. I was thinking of Ghost E.T., but I think...
All right, let's move this along.
All right, I'll do it. It's Mike. I can't compare to John's, but I'll try. E.T. phone home. Robot.
That's not bad.
It's robot E.T.
That's not bad. You're down on yourself when you shouldn't be.
Ah, thanks. Ah, shucks. You are one nice guy.
Okay. Nicole, do you want to have a chance at this?
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to take a bit of a different direction with E.T.
Okay.
And it's just going to be like, you know, E.T. Like with some attitude. You know?
More like eatitude.
E.T.
Eatitude.
Eatitude. Yeah. E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home. Elliot.
I like it.
I really like it.
I don't know. I vote for John.
I don't know. What do you think, guys?
I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I mean, I think Nicole has brought some new excitement to... E.T.'s character.
What do you got,
yeah, I mean, maybe this episode will be a little bit different than our normal episodes that are kind of accurately portray the movie, and we're gonna kind of do like a reboot of E.T. with reimagined character for E.T. instead of like just sticking really close to the plot like we normally do. So I'm gonna vote for Nicole as well.
I'm all on board with that, Nicole. Yikes. It looks like you are E.T. the sassy terrestrial.
Oh yeah.
No idea what the theme song to E.T. is.
I believe it's this. Bum, 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 bum,
dedicated to Joel Buxton.
Oh, I like that guy. I hope this somehow gets back to him. He's real funny.
Yes.
Go watch, just a little shout out. If you live in Toronto, just again, go watch Joel Buxton. He produces many shows at the great comedy bar on Bloor Street.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very cool. Joel Buxton.
Okay, well, the movie starts on a regular day in suburbia where we see Elliot and his brother and sister and mother bringing the groceries in from the car.
Mom, 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 hey mom, mom, hey mom, mom,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, little sweetie?
Hey mom.
Yes, sweetie.
Mom.
Sweetie.
Mom.
Yes, sweetie.
Mom.
Oh, what do you want, Ellie?
Chocolate. Give me chocolate.
Okay.
Mommy, I want chocolate too. It's me, your daughter, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay, guys. All right, I'll give you chocolate if you help me with the groceries, okay?
Mom.
Mom's got a bad back.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
I want to grow up to be an astronaut.
Oh, well, you're going to have to study harder than you're currently doing.
You'll never be an astronaut. You're Shut. Just a stupid boy.
Shut up, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, you gotta be...
Mom, I'm your oldest son. I'm pretty sure my name's Mike, but I'm pretty sure it's Mike. Where's Dad?
Oh, Daddy,
why did he leave you?
Oh, I was hoping you... was hoping you'd never ask.
Well, whatever. I'm 15 years old. I can see that he hasn't come home.
Oh, sweetie, it was... I had a bad case of the halitosis. And me being a screamer, he really couldn't take it anymore. With the pungent smells coming out of my mouth. I don't want to, just help me with the groceries, Michael. We gotta go inside.
Mom. Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, Elliot.
Mother.
Yes, Elliot.
My mom.
Elliot.
The woman that gave me birth?
That's me.
I feel like we didn't talk enough about this astronaut thing.
Okay, well, sweetie, in order to be an astronaut, you need to be a little smarty pants, and the way you currently are performing at school, you're probably gonna be a garbage pickup artist.
Oh, Mom said you were a big dummy.
Shut up, Drew Barrymore.
Now, you apologize to your sister.
Apologize to me. Say it, Elliot. Say it. Say the words.
All right. I'm Story.
Mom, he said Story.
Okay, well, baby steps. Now, it kind of sounds like sorry. I know you can't spell that well.
Mom, I want a stew.
Do you want to... Oh, sweet. All right. Well, luckily I brought all the ingredients from the grocery store. Hand me the carrots.
Here you go, carrots.
I like to cut it in how many parts, sweetie?
Three.
Oh, sweetie, that's right. You're my favorite one. Get my cans.
Favorite.
Now get me the cans of cayenne pepper.
Here you go. Can one, can two.
Get me 1.5 onions.
1.5 onions coming right up. Good thing we bought this half onion.
Exactly. Get me some butternut squash.
Oh, butternut squash. Ooh, this stew is exotic.
Get me 2 thimbles of oregano.
Meanwhile, outside, Elliot, left alone, wanders into the forest and starts playing with fireworks.
Oh, these fireworks. I like them because I'm a boy child. Eh! Oh my god. What is that disc-like object off in the distance?
Oh, sorry, I left the TV on. I was watching the Jetsons. Let me just turn that off. What was that?
Oh my god, Drew Barrymore. Let's go take a look.
Oh, sorry, I was watching Saving Private Ryan. I left it on.
I don't know anything about Ryan. I don't care. Man means nothing to me. It's just a name. But if... you know, if going to Ramel and finding him so he can go home, if that earns me the right to get back to my wife, well then...
Let me just turn it off.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Crash! What?
Drew Barrymore, are you watching anything on the television at this
No,
point?
That was a spaceship crashing.
That's why you're the dumb one, sweetie.
Wait, Mom, you're with us right now as we discover the spaceship? Okay, let's go.
I gotta look after my little ones.
Sure. Here we go. Oh, there's somebody in the trunk of this spaceship. Let me open it.
It's shaped just like a DeLorean.
Hey, y'all, thanks so much for getting me out of here. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mom, Mom, Mom.
Yes, sweetie.
Mom.
Yes, sweetie.
Mom.
Yes, sweetie.
Mother.
Yes, sweetie.
The vagina that I came out of.
Yes, sweetie.
Is that an alien?
Why, yes, I am an alien. Wouldn't you mind your manners, son?
Oh, wow, that... That alien's got quite the mouth on her.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks to my dumb little sweetie like that.
Well, maybe if you hadn't shit out such a dumb little kid, he would have been smarter to know that I am an alien just by looking at me.
I just shit out this little sweetie. He popped out of my sweet little vagina.
Yeah, I'm a vagina baby.
Aren't you?
I was a C-section.
You're so cute. Look at your little pigtails there, honey.
My name's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, look at you. You're white and you're so blonde. You're like Hitler's wet dream.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know a lot about world history. Have you been watching us this whole time,
oh,
alien?
Yeah, I am 317,000 years old and I have been watching y'all.
I feel so insignificant in the grand scheme of things. Mom?
Yes, sweetie?
Mom?
Yes, sweetie?
Mom?
Yes, sweetie?
Hey, Mom?
Yes, sweetie?
Mother?
Sweetie?
Just genetic factory?
Oh my gosh, would you just get on with your question?
Oh, you're really setting me straight. I feel like I'm going to learn a lot from you. Wink.
What is your name, little boy?
My name's Elliot. High
nice,
five.
Nice to meet you, Elliot.
Freeze frame.
Now, why don't y'all help me out of this trunk and give me some food? I could sure go for some stew. I have heard about the stew on Earth.
That's funny you say stew. We were in the middle of preparing one.
Mm. Let's finish it.
Okay.
All right, I'll help alien, unnamed alien out of this trunk while you guys finish describing and making stew.
We don't have names on my planet, so you'll just have to give me a name.
All right, I feel like you're an alien life form, so I want to call you Alf.
Sounds good to me. Now more about this stew.
Okay. So where were we? We had the butternut squash, right, sweetie?
We sure did.
Now, hand me a quart of pineapple.
Oh, a quart of liquid pineapple. Here you go, Mom. Liquefied pineapple, just as you ordered.
And a pinch of the cocoa powder.
Oh, you know my pinches. I got pinches for inches.
Meanwhile, in the government... Oh, shuffle papers, shuffle papers, shuffle papers. Oh!
A light on a TV screen starts flickering like a radar bit.
Gentlemen, the signal's going off.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just watching Quantum Leap.
Oh, boy.
Here, click.
Hey, I'm looking at this map here that I have. Oh, what's this? Someone wrote UFO on the... What's UFO? What is... Johnson, did you write UFO on here?
Sorry, sir.
UFO? Is that some kind of Italian word?
I guess so, sir. It's actually, you know, it's an acronym, so, it's a U, and F, and an O.
Please, you're gonna have to slow down for me.
I'm sorry. It stands for Unidentified Foreign Object.
Okay. Before you finish, I'm just eating some stew here. Really good. Did you make this?
I sure did, sir.
Oh, yeah. What's in it?
Oh, let me tell you. So I put in three buckets full of melons, right? unshaped. Three quarts of the pineapple. Mm. And I put in three pinches of stenches.
Meanwhile, in the president's Oval Office.
Mr. President.
Well, yes, well, hello, well, yes,
we have
well.
Reports of an unidentified foreign object landing somewhere in North Nebraska.
Well, oh, well, hey, how, oh, hey, well, how, well.
Mr. President, what are you going to do about this?
Let me just... say this about that, well, hey...
Mr. President?
Well?
The well has run dry. What do we do?
Well, let me just think about... well, ha, well, how,
Mr. President, there could be aliens all over Nebraska.
Oh, Nancy, well... Nancy Reagan, who, well,
I'm the Vice President. I speak President. What he's trying to say is... we need to send a team out there to investigate. This could cause national panic. We can't let this slip through our fingers. To Nebraska!
To the President Mobile.
Thank you, George W. Bush.
Twin powers activate!
Wait. George H.W. Bush.
Form of... steam!
The Vice President turns into a steam monster and just kind of flows out the door. The door is closed, but he goes under the crack below the door and then starts flying to Nebraska.
Vampires. Don't say no to drugs.
Meanwhile, Alf and Elliot are playing.
Alf.
Yes,
hey, Alf.
Elliot.
Alien that I found, Alf.
Oh, God, yeah, okay, what is it?
Will you be my best friend and wear this wig?
Well, why, sure I will. You are just the nicest person that I have met here in the last 10 minutes. I will do whatever you want.
Wow. I'm so glad that I've gotten past your sassy barrier and found the heart inside. We are truly our friends, even though we're separated by species and eons of time.
Ooh, child, you sing it. Preach!
We cut back to the kitchen.
All right, and then do we use paprika, Mom? You want some paprika?
Yes, please. Huh, sweet, you remember a shelf full of paprika.
Oh, here we go. Oh, wow, a whole shelf. This is going to be a real red stew.
Mm-hmm. And a pocket full of sugar.
Okay. Oh, here you go.
No.
And cut back to
Elliot. So, Elliot, I kind of get the sense that you actually don't like your mama's stew. Why don't you just tell her the truth, child?
Alf. Hey, Alf. Alf. Alf.
Oh, God, what is it?
Alien that looks... like a scrunched up football.
Don't be rude now.
Alf.
Yes, child.
I was wondering if you would come to school with me. Now that you're wearing a wig, nobody would notice that you weren't human. And then I would have a friend at school. Because I don't have any friends at school. Because bullies pick on me. Because I asked questions to them much.
Well, I would love to come to school with you so that the bullies don't pick on you. I will go with you tomorrow. First thing tomorrow morning.
All right, we're gonna do that. I love you, Alf.
Cut back to the kitchen, and then do you need how much salt?
How much salt? Oh, a mouthful.
All right, here you go.
Cut to school the next day.
So this is what school is like. It's different being on the inside of it. Everyone is so fashionable. They're so fancy.
Hey, Elf. Still asking a lot of questions? Bang.
Why did you just say that? You meant to say Elliot, you dumb bully. Hey, give me your lunch, Elliot. Yeah. Oh, what do you got today? Oh, a stew.
Excuse me,
really good.
Biff.
What's in it?
Excuse me, Biff. I wouldn't do that. I would just back off of my friend Elliot here.
Hey, Elliot, Who's your new friend?
My new girlfriend, you mean? That's right. I have a girlfriend. She's from another school, and she's hot, and she likes me because she knows the specialness inside, and you should think I'm cool now.
And I suggest that you just walk on by, little boys. Don't you give my boyfriend Elliot here any trouble, or else...
You'll be sorry.
Whoa!
The alien's eyes glow red, and like green steam comes out of
him.
Carry on now, boys.
I'm sorry. Here's your stew back.
Yeah.
Just quickly, why don't you just give me the recipe real quick? I just want to make it at home, so.
Disintegrate him, Alf.
Zing!
Oh!
They explode.
They won't be bothering you no more, Elliot.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a few more people that I want you to meet.
Say what?
Yeah.
All right.
Montage of Elliot and Alf wandering through the town, disintegrating everyone that Elliot ever was pissed off
by. Is this the sheriff of your town?
Yeah, he gave me shit just because I'm a wanderer after Vietnam. No, wait, that's First Blood. Sorry.
Hey, Sheriff, get a load of this.
Heartlight.
Oh, no!
Sheriff's voice.
Move it on to the corner store. Did that man behind the corner store touch you, Elliot? Touched you, didn't he?
Sure. If that's what you need to think, go for it.
Hawooga! Oh! Who else do you need me to kill, little child?
Hey, let's go take on the fishmonger.
Mm-hmm. I do like to meet a monger some fish.
Oh, hi there, Elliot.
You want to help me do some fishing? Come on over. Oh, Elliot, we just get along so well.
We did, until I was driven mad by power.
Get him!
Sharp! Look at this machete. Kabloom!
I like it. You're really adapting to Earth very well, Alf.
Well, I have studied you guys for so long that I just know how to kill people.
All right.
And I would kill anyone for you because you're the only thing I ever loved in my whole life.
I love you. Let's make out.
I like kissing humans.
Sorry about that. I had a really gassy breakfast this morning.
I know, it tasted, it was mostly, and smelled like stew.
It was mostly stew, yeah.
Stew and Reese's Pieces.
Cut back to the president.
Well,
Here we are in Nebraska, Mr. President.
Well, here we are. Oh, mountain. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mr. President. We've located an UFO. UFO, President, and we gotta find it.
A pile of mist materializes into a human, and the vice president stands there.
Well,
I'm here. What? You guys got here quicker than me? I thought this whole steam thing would mean I could get here, like, faster than you guys, but... What, did you just drive here? How'd you get here?
I just called back taxi.
Oh, did they? How long of a drive was it? Like an hour or something?
Yeah.
Did he stop to get gas?
Where? At Esso.
Oh, cool. Esso.
Esso.
Cool. Yeah. Was it the one on a Third and Birchmont?
Third.
Cool. Yeah, I know Brian. Brian works there. Good buddy of mine. Yeah, hey. I went to high school with him. He was like, we would do wrestling together.
Wrestling? Oh, yeah. He told me about that.
Mr. President, I don't mean to interrupt, but we have a national emergency on our hands here.
Well, Iran-Contra. Well, Nancy.
Mr. Vice President, the President seems to be a little incapable of dealing with this situation.
I can step up to the plate.
Thank you. We have reports of people dying in Nebraska, and we don't know why. We think it's because of the unidentified foreign object.
Oh, let's get out there.
I will. Back in the car.
Vice President turns to steam.
Well?
Mr. President, we need a comment from you. Mr. Vice President is going to be taking care of this. Are you okay with that?
Four score and 7 years ago, we, your forefathers, set forth upon this continent... And delivered, well...
Keep going, Mr. President.
Ask not what your country can do for you, well, but what you can do, well, for your well country, well. Nancy. You... Reese's Pieces?
Oh, wait, we cut to Elliot and Alf again.
Elliot, I'm kind of worried that I've killed all these people for you.
Elliot and Alf are smoking a cigarette naked, reclined in a bed in a dingy motel.
And then the smoke billows up towards the ceiling, slowly in a spiral fashion. It collects in a sphere shape towards the light in the ceiling. And then the sphere shape starts changing and morphing slowly into the shape of a man. Hello, Alf.
George?
It's me.
George?
George H.W. Bush, the Vice President.
George? Former head of the CIA? George?
This is Elliot.
I've been hanging out in this hotel room for some time. I know what you guys have done. You've been killing people.
Alf, get him!
Oh, ha! Bazooka!
Missed.
Bazooka! Bazooka! I missed him!
Because I turned into mist.
He turned into steam, and now he is vapor.
Reforms to a man.
Oh my god.
I'm back.
Oh no.
He is unkillable.
We have an arch enemy. The only person who is perfectly capable of defending himself from our attacks. It looks like
We'll have to retreat to the Fortress of Solitude!
Hop on my back, Elliot. I can run real fast. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. Let me just... All right. I'm just going to...
Just kind of...
Yeah. If I put my knee over your protrusion here, is that okay?
Hold on to the gills at the side of my head.
Oh, ew. What is this? Like a mucosa of some kind? Is it like a mucus?
Just hold on tight. Here we go.
She hates it.
I think we lost them, Elliot.
I think we lost ourselves in our love. What? What, baby?
I'm starting to realize that I just can't stay here forever and be with you.
What, are you having feelings of remorse and missing your home?
Lord Jesus, no. I am just realizing that a human and an alien, oh God, they just can't be together.
Is it just because you're 317,000 years old and I'm 7?
No, it's because society won't accept us. I mean, they don't even accept white people and black people getting married. How will they accept an interspecies relationship?
You're right. This planet isn't worth living. Let's blow it up.
Miss, I heard everything. You guys think you can outsmart George H.W. Bush?
How did you get here so fast?
What do you think the H.W. stands for? Oh. I fucked my ass up. It stands for holy water. Because I got holy water. And I drink it every day. It gives me my powers.
I thought you were a vampire. Are you a reverse vampire of some kind?
Yes.
Oh, all right. That explains that then.
Mr. George H.W. Bush, I want to stay here on Earth, but only if you let me marry Elliot. As a result, you need to pass a law that allows adults to marry children, and that allows people who are not human to marry humans.
Well, that second one sounds great. The first one, you know, maybe we can just wait on that one. But you know what? I'm willing to do this, and I'm hearing you, and I love this idea. It's progressive. It's wonderful. I just need to talk to the president.
But if you don't do it, I'm gonna blow the whole world up, including you.
Okay, let me just call the president. We can try to work something out.
Yeah, you do that.
There's a payphone here.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello. I mean, ring, ring, ring.
Well, hello.
Hello, President.
Hello.
All right, so we got an issue here. There's an alien. A. B. Alien wants to destroy the entire world.
Well.
And the alien would also like to marry a child.
Well.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I have a significant problem with that. Well?
Click. I'm sorry, Alf and Elliot. But the president has rejected the offer. He is very firm on his stance.
You realize that this means that I'm just gonna blow this whole world on up.
Not if George Holy Water Bush has anything to say about it.
George, I will give you 24 hours to pass a bill that allows aliens to marry humans and for adults to marry children. And if you don't get that done within 24 hours, consider this world exploded. Hop on my back, Elliot. We're out of here.
All right, here I go. And I just need to put one leg over there.
Move it. Ow! Ow!
Yeah, why do you even have that there?
Why
do you even have that there on the outside of your body?
Just hold on to my gills tighter this time, okay? Okay.
It's really disgusting.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, dear. We need to do something about this. But first, I am starving. Let me just go to this stew shop. Excuse me, barkeep.
Yes, sir?
I'd like a stew, please.
A stew, you say?
Yeah. I'm looking at... You got the parsnip stew? Is that good?
Ah, let me tell you about the parsnip
stew. Please, tell me all about it.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. We were right in the middle of our transaction. Are you just going to let him walk in because he's Vice President of the United States? That is rude, sir. That is rude.
Cracks the customer's neck. He falls dead, lifeless to the floor.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry about that guy.
No problem. No, I need to thank you for that. He was just really annoying.
Sorry, we were talking about parsnip.
Exactly. So,
First, we put in a noseful of parsnip.
Oh, wow.
Right?
What a treat.
And then a tongueful of ox.
Oh.
Yeah, and then a nail bite of orange juice.
Meanwhile, nothing else is happening in the world, so we stay here.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
A handful of chicken skin.
Mmm.
Right? And a glass full, a half glass full of feathers.
I'll have one of those.
All right, coming right up. Chugga, 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 chugga. Oh, yeah. And how is it?
It's okay.
Minutes of build-up. It's okay.
We cut to Drew Barrymore and Elliot and the alien and the mom back at the house trying to figure out what they're going to do while they're waiting for the president to pass a bill that allows aliens to be humans to marry and adults to marry children.
Elliot, so what exactly is happening?
Shut up, Drew Barrymore.
Hey, you gotta be kinder to your sister.
She's right, Elliot.
Now you're turning on me? Mom, Alf, Drew Barrymore. I don't think you respect me. I feel like you don't love me anymore. That's right, Alf. Kill all of them, including yourself.
Whoa, no, listen. No. I will kill them all, but I will not kill myself.
Fair compromise. Do it.
son? Is that what you really want?
I just don't want to eat stew anymore, Mom.
The stew?
And shit just got real.
We don't have to make stew. Just don't kill me, brother. I love you.
Shut up, Drew. Wait, love?
We can... Hey, Elliot.
Yes, Drew Barrymore?
We don't have to have stew. We can make soup instead. Or chili.
Yeah, and...
Or like a nice... Like a salsa. Like a salsa. Or like a gazpacho. Or like.
What about a fine bolognese?
Oh, bolognese would be great.
And sweetie, I guess amongst all the ingredients that I've been putting in my food, I guess the one thing that was missing was love.
And see, this is why I came here to teach you and your family a lesson about real love and communication.
Guys, I have an idea.
What is it?
Speak your mind, Drew Barrymore.
We can all take our Elliot family rings and touch them together and use our power to kill that silly alien that's threatening our planet.
Whoa!
All right, let's do it.
Whoa!
Form of alien gun.
I don't agree with this. I told you how to love.
Elliot and his family, Mom Elliot, Mom. Drew Barrymore Elliot. Turn into one giant gun. Elliot forms the form of a trigger. Drew Barrymore, the barrel, and the mom,
the bullet. Mist appears. I think you guys are missing one part. It's me, your father, George Holy Water Bush.
You're Elliot. Back!
He appears and he forms the hammer of the gun.
Click,
click, click.
Oh my gosh, you guys are forming a giant handgun pointed in my direction.
No, sorry, I just had Transformers on in the background.
Let's roll.
Here, let me turn that off. Like, now, yeah, let's assemble the gun now. Yeah.
Click, clock.
No! Elliot!
Like, slow motion, the bullet... slowly traveling towards the alien. Hits Elf in the neck. Explodes. His head falls off and rolls along the ground down a hill and into a doghouse. And his body drops headless.
Hey, family!
I was gonna quip. Do you wanna? You have a
thought?
No,
please.
Before?
No. You go.
All right. Looks like you're not gonna get ahead in life.
Hey. It looks like he lost his head.
Hey, I got another. Hey, looks like I got one more ingredient for my love stew.
That's not a quip. That's just not a comment.
It is a comment.
All right.
Mama Elliot. Comment.
Can I do one?
Can I do one? Yep.
It looks like he's... I don't got one.
Let me do one. It looks like he really stuck his neck out there.
I don't like that one. It's pretty good.
Okay. I feel like we got seven more.
Yeah, there we go.
And as the Elliot family sat around making
terrible... Oh, wait. It looks like he lost his mind. It's kind of the same one.
Boy, that death was head and shoulders above all of the others.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Oh, I got one.
Because his head went down the hill. It looks like he's on a roll.
He was a real Englishman that went up the hill, but then his head... It was a Hugh Grant reference, I'm sorry.
Have you guys seen Face Off?
Head off. It looks like we just gave him some head.
Yeah!
Blowjob reference, guys.
In walks the president.
Well, Hill, Nancy,
Hi, Mr. President. Well, it looks like you're not needed here. We, Mr. Vice President, Vampire Reverse Vampire, George Holywater Bush, has taken care of the situation again.
Someday
I should be president. You are obviously a fool.
Well, I guess so. It seems like you've really proven that you can be head of state.
At least that's how I remember it.
Nice.
Feedback can be sent to thatshowirememberit@gmail.com. And music for this episode is provided by Music Alley by Nivio.